morning about Texas matters, and I wondered if you had anything new on her judgeship.
I've talked with Cynthia Yarbrough 3 times in the last 4 or 5 weeks, or so, 8 times. And he has added very few names. In Pittsburgh, he's got the same 4 names he had before, Ben Connolly, Sarah Hughes, Megan Dixon, and well, I think I'm waiting now for him to give me more names. I think that although he hasn't said so, that he's decided that he will bring in Jack Roberts.
Ben Connolly, Sarah Hughes, Matt Wells, and who's the other?
If it were either Ben Connolly, that would make 3 bases in the Southern District. If it were Sarah Hughes, that would make 2 in the Northern. There are 2 in the Western now. And he, in the Northern, he favored Mike Taylor, Bill Blue, Henry Wayne, Brian Bradbury. I don't think in the Western, he's
what's he got against Goldberg?
The same thing he had in 61, I guess. I've never been sure what it is. I don't know whether it's an anti-Semitism or whether it's Jewish. Goldberg hadn't supported it. If you remember, Bill Kitten was attorney for Goldberg's hand. That's a tough one. Jack Roberts is tough.
You can do what?
Get to insert his hell. That's an expression that he agreed to go along on. Robert. He's testifying against him.
Who's going to testify against
him? Well, he never has been an individual, but he claims they're from REA and he's added M. Hart in the Western. I've tried to loosen him up. I've talked to him about the possibility of Republicans. He might go for Thad Hutchison. I don't think he would. He would go for Kennerly, but Kennerly's too old down there in Houston. I think he'd be a good thing to you if you could have this whole group of Connolly for the Republicans. I think about like Hutchison would be pretty darn well received.
Thad Hutchison. Yeah, I couldn't go. He called me a crook and a traitor and everything else.
Storm is now coming in central upper Michigan, where state police already called. I didn't know. There are not many good Republicans, actually. He was about the only one that I had left. The president
of the United States will be in the old city. Wait a minute.
Southern District on Bill Ballou. And backed off and dug two fellas. Oh, he's off the inside Woodrow Field there, right over with the hat down. Ballou first, Field second.
What about what you call him, Singleton?
Well, he claimed that he had mental he's not really interested in if that's one that you want while we have to work on it someplace else. He'll be easier on Singleton than he would on Bernie. I think Bernie would measure up better with Bob.
Well, Dub claims that he settled his problem with Leon Jarosik, and that's the only problem he ever had.
Well, I think that was a major part of his problem, but I don't think that was the only problem he ever had. I think it's probably true that Dub would be found qualified, but it wouldn't be.
Why don't you ask him?
Then I think the basic problem is, and the reason he drags his feet is he doesn't want to trade me here with anybody but you, because he figures if he trades us, then he'll have to renegotiate later possibly. So the only thing he really wants to do is just admit these things. I think if we put together a combination.
You got any real good, young, outstanding men that we would suggest that been my friends at all in San Antonio, that general area?
Well,
saw a case of any good, San Antonio.
I don't really know. I have to
what about Ernest Morgan, the district attorney?
Oh, I think Ernest is fine.
Homer says he'd be the greatest one we could name. I don't know that much about him, but Homer just says he is superior.
He is,
and he says he's a superior Yarber man. Says he doesn't understand why Yarber hadn't named him something.
Well, I think Yarber puts him in here.
Well, I think it's right. I think that I've never had any contact with him. All I know is he went to school at St. Marcus, and after I left there, he was a freshman of a friend of mine. And then he worked at St. Marcus and practiced law there. Homer and others brought him to my attention as a quiet, sturdy, modest, shy boy. And when the district attorney came up, he was one that we thought would be fair and loyal. And so I just took him as mine. But I don't guess I've spent 5 minutes with him in my life. But Homer says he is extraordinarily good before the judge and extraordinarily fair and leaves a good impression for the country, that all the lawyers like him on all sides, that he's a good man of the people and he's always for the folks. And he's a progressive like Senator Yarber, said he doesn't understand why he had never bought him.
Well,
so maybe we ought to see if he wants to be a judge in the state court and want to resign. We wouldn't let him. We can't tell Yarber that.
I wouldn't tell that. He's been very loyal, Ernest. He didn't really want to take that job.
No, that's right.
He wanted him to.
That's right.
He's been very faithful, and he is modest.
Do you have a good record?
Got a good record.
Of course, the trouble is he's in the Western District, isn't he?
Right.
But you're going to have two vacancies, aren't you?
Just two, and one should reside, and the residents should be one in El Paso, two in San Antonio, and one in Austin.
Well,
David Spears wants to move back to San Antonio. He's darn subtle on stay in El Paso.
That's right.
One should be in Austin.
Well, what we ought to do then is point Jack Roberts in Austin, Ernest Morgan in San Antonio.
Cynthia Yarborough, that should be two.
That's right. Now, let's see. Let's see who we could appoint that, what'd be wrong with Sarah for the circuit court?
The only real problem would be age.
Well.
Can you remember when Wilfred Feinberg was appointed, he said that he had not elevated Ed Weinfeld because of his age, 64, at the time been on the district bench for about 20 years.
But
I think he'd be a strong guy.
Well, I don't think I gave that as a public reason at all. I just think I said that he's, I didn't see why the bar endorsed him when it told me they didn't want to over 62.
It was in the paper, now whether it was...
No, I never said anything like that. No, that's right. He's 64 and the other's 44, and your choice was. But I don't think that'd stop us, but it would stop the bar, wouldn't it? I understood the signal to tell Nick that he wouldn't have cleared Wyatt Feinberg if he'd known he's 64. I don't think that's
right. I think it is. I think they
would have
cleared my fellow down 39. Well, do they? They don't hold a tight rule on elevating people on the bench on the theory that the guy's already on there. He's serving his good.
Siegel sure told somebody that he was not aware that he was 64. He doubted if they had known it that they would have done that. But anyway, it was after they'd already endorsed him, and we raised that question with him. Somebody told me that, and I thought it was Nick, but may not be. Anyway, that's nothing in her here. If her 70... Knocker, who are the best persons for that place from our standpoint?
I would say that Ben Conley, the district judge in Texas, would be the best. He just really wanted a lesson. His tackle, you know. Because he got his feelings hurt about that newspaper business last year. Didn't happen.
Right. What happened?
There's a bunch of newspaper stories, you know, how newspapers do, and they're saying that the comic's going to be elevated. Friends, congratulations. Kids in school with down here, kids, congratulations. That's him. He thinks he's not the Arbor's fault, They left out what he recommended to him.
What has he got out in the paper that he didn't like?
That he was going to be promoted.
Yeah. Well, is anybody in his league down there that would... What about Jaworski? What would you ever do to him?
Well, I would guess that he would have to go along. I think Jeremy Goldberg is a very good boy. He's really, really,